members and morning to the delegation from the Department of Health. Today we are dealing with two issues here. We have, we are supposed to do the consideration of the negotiating money on the mental health amendment deal, and also after we have released, the department will be dealing with the business of the committee at a later stage. We are supposed to be having more than four members here. We are from another meeting. I'm sure they will be joining us very soon for us to be able to proceed with the issues of the committee. At this stage, I'm not sure whether to wait for another member because they were supposed to be having five. But we are five, I'm here. Don't you count me? Yes, we are five different departments, I mean, provinces. It's you. Oh, KZN is here. Yes. Then we can, yeah, we can proceed with our meeting. Yeah. Okay, thanks very much. Yeah, Honorable Governor is also here from KZN. We welcome you, ma'am. Our meeting. On that note, I will go straight to the issues of the negotiating mandates from all provinces. Normally what we do, we start up alphabetically with Eastern Cape, which is always high on the alphabet. One member should assist us to raise the Eastern Cape negotiating mandate. Then, if there are any issues that have been raised by provinces on their negotiating mandate, the department will come in and respond to those issues. Okay. Who will assist us with Eastern Cape members? I'm trying to find it here. And whilst we are trying to find a member who will assist us, I also have an apology from the minister. The minister will not be able to join us today in the meeting because he's still recuperating. Thank you very much. Honorable Faba, who's ready to raise the Eastern Cape mandate? Faba, are you ready? Honorable Faba?
Sorry, I just
can't. So you can't talk? Kumalanga. Wait. This is my pet. Okay. Eastern Cape. Do you have Honorable Eastern Cape with you? You don't have it? Just on top of the text. Honorable Nobe, do you have it? In Honorable Nobe, no. In Bamba, this no. If yeah, we are still sorting out this mandate member. Yeah, they're a bit mixed up. Have members got all the mandates?
Yes.
You've got them. Honorable Mube, can you lead us on the Eastern Cape, please? Eastern Cape, Eastern Cape, are you on top? Right on top of Eastern Cape.
Both of them, you say? I'm expecting the name of the bill so that you know that they've responded to the right bill. I don't think
it doesn't have a name.
Mental health care amendment bill, number of the bill, B392012, date of deliberation, the 8th of August. The vote of the legislature, they are voting in favor of the bill, and mandate the Eastern Cape delegate to the SLC to negotiate in favor of the bill.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Okay, so the general recommendation is that this country has not been given a room. A room to assist with the treatment of mental illness where scientific Western medical intervention is safe. Room must therefore be given for traditional education where psychiatrists are safe. Of course, subject to the right and science is a possibility to any form of intervention. Cognizance must also be given to the fact that some mental illness requires spiritual intervention for cure that children physical possibility. And therefore, workers who are standard in case, social dealings may be employed in a game subject to the right to refuse any form of intervention in the prostitution. It is further proposed that once the bill becomes law, more psychiatric doctors and nurses are employed in mental care services.
Thank you very much, honorable member. I hope all members that have just joined us have got all the mandates, negotiating mandates in front of them, because you'll be leading us on each and every province that you represent. And department, I hope you have noted the recommendations that have been made here by Eastern Cape. The next province will be Free State.
Thank you very much, honorable chairperson. Good morning. Negotiating mandate to the chairperson of the Select Committee of Social Services. Name of the bill, Mental Health Care Amendment Bill. Number of the bill, B39/2012. Date of deliberation, 19 August 2013. Vote of the legislature. The Portfolio Committee of Health and Social Development, as designated by the Free State Legislature, proposed the following amendments to the bill. 1. It is proposed that Section 42, 2 and 3 of the Principal Act be amended to omit head of the National Department and to substitute head of the relevant provincial department. Motivation: to provide a legal mandate from the head of the relevant provincial department to transfer a state patient from the designation center to a designated health establishment. It is proposed to amend Section 43(6) to omit head of national department and substitute head of relevant provincial department. Motivation: to provide a legal mandate from the head of the relevant provincial department to transfer a legal mandate from the head of the relevant provincial department to transfer a state patient between designated health establishment upon an order issued by the Mental Health Review Board. It is proposed to amend Section 46(3)(a) and 4 to omit head of national department and to substitute head of the relevant provincial department. Motivation, to provide a legal mandate from the head of the relevant provincial department to review the mental health status of state patient. It is consequently proposed to omit head of national department and to substitute head of the relevant provincial department in the proposed section 72A. Motivation, to provide a legal mandate from the head of the relevant provincial department to delegate powers conferred by clause 1 of the bill. The proposed amendments are aimed at assisting the National Department of Health to efficiently implement the Act and the lower level of provinces, as opposed to concentration of function without the National Department. As a consequential amendment, it is proposed to provide for the definition of the head, the relevant provincial department. As a consequential amendment, it is further proposed to provide for transitional arrangement for transfer of function from national department to provincial department. Vote in favor of the bill, signed by Mr. T. R. J. E. Ramkhwase, Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Health and Social Development from the Free State Legislature. Thanks, Honorable Chair.
Thanks, Honourable Chairperson. The name of the bill, Mental Health Care Amendment Bill, the number B39-2012, date of deliberation, Tuesday the 6th of August, 2013. The vote of the legislature, the Portfolio Committee on Health met today, Tuesday the 6th, August 2013, and agreed to mandate the KwaZulu-Natal delegation to the National Council of Provinces to support the Mental Health Care Amendment Bill, B29-2012, with the following proposal. It was proposed that Clause 1 must be amended as follows, 72A1, the head of the national department may, in writing, delegate any power conferred upon him or her by this Act to a designated person in a prescribed manner in the employ of the national department, except the powers referred to in Sections 5, 6, 3, 13, 2, 41, and 49, signed by the Chairperson and Governor.
Thank you very much, Honourable Governor. Welcome, ma'am. The next province, Northern Cape. Oh, no.
You know, you are always on my mind.
Sorry, Madam Chair, I just wanted to say that though we might not have the biggest population, we are the largest province by far.
You are. That's why I always remember you. Limpopo.
Okay. Well, all particular. Date of deliberation, 16th August 2013. The mental health care amendment bill was referred to the Limpopo legislature and so on and so on. The public involvement on the bill. A public hearing was held in Polokwane and relevant stakeholders were representative at the hearing. The attendees of the public hearing made inputs and also raised concerns in relation to the mental health. This report shall only reflect input relevant to the bill. The stakeholders raised the concern that the bill empowers the head of national department to delegate his or her powers to any person in the employ of the national department. However, it does not specify who exactly. The hearing unanimously agreed that the bill should be specific on whom to delegate to, considering the expertise required. The public hearing unanimously agreed with the contents of the bill with the input made above. The representative of the stakeholders thanked the portfolio committee and so on and so forth. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Mental Health Care Amendment Bill, Bill number B39, 2012. May I proceed? Thank you, Madam Chair. It was the date of the deliberation, 15th of August, and the vote of the legislature. The legislature supports the bill.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, believing that all the recommendations have been forwarded to the department, I'll just read the negotiating mandate. The mandate of the legislature, the Portfolio Committee on Health and Social Development, after considering the Mental Health Care Amendment Bill, confers on the permanent delegate representing Mpumalanga Provincial Legislature in the NCOP, the mandate to negotiate in favor of the bill. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. The way it has been packaged, it's a bit confusing. then Northwest.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm not going to read the inputs of the participants. Name of the bill. Mental Health Care Amendment Bill, B39-2012. Number of the bill, B39-2012. Date of deliberation, 26 July 2013. The Portfolio Committee on Health and Social Development, Women, Children and People with Disability vote in favor of the bill, noting concerns as raised by communities. It was signed by Honorable K.V. Degesi, Chairperson, Health and Social Development, Women, Children and People with Disabilities.
Thanks very much, Honorable Masaki. What's sent in?
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Name of the bill, Mental Health Care Amendment Bill. Number of the bill, B39/2012. Date of deliberation, 31st of July 2013. Vote on the legislature, the Standing Committee on Community Development begs to report that it confers on the Western Cape delegation in the NCOP the authority to support the bill. Signed by Honorable Marais, the Chairperson of the Standing Committee on Community Development. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Honorable de Villiers. Then at this stage, I will call in the department to make comments if they have any on this. mandate.
Good morning, honorable members. Thank you for the comments. I'll just make a few comments, general comments, and those specific to the bill. The general one, I think there are two provinces that made reference to the role of traditional healers. I just wanted to say that for purposes of this act, because it's these amendments, they are about state patients that are kept in our institutions and how they should be treated and the relationship with the mental review board. And because of that, it is in relation to how they are assessed and the reports that are generated by the mental review board, but also reports that are prepared for recommendations for courts, in particular the magistrates, to make orders, court orders. And it is in that regard that the traditional healers are not referred to explicitly. But I would rather would like to bring to the attention of the committee that there actually is a provision that establishes the Traditional Healers Council. And once we have that council, and once that council is operational, we can then set up a process on how traditional healers can be integrated into the health service, but also how they will be regulated. So I would like us to have a session where we can have an opportunity to come and present that specific law, and also have the council, once it's inaugurated, to come and present. I thought I should just bring that to the attention of the committee. With regard to the to the request, I think there are two related points which I would like to raise. The one is about the comment from Free State, and there's also a related comment from Northwest. The Free State comment is about the amendment, substantive amendments that remove the national head of department and replace that with the provincial. Can I just give a background and data, and maybe by way of background, historically, the Mental Health Act and this function was actually the function of the president of the country. And when the law was amended, it was delegated to the minister. And even giving this responsibility to the DG is still a huge responsibility, because, honorable members, the cases that we deal with, these are rape cases, people have committed murders, and we have to make judgment to say that these are people who should be kept in our facilities. And after objective assessments have been provided and reports have been produced and review boards have met and made recommendations. And when we look at these units in our provinces where the patients have, the state patients have to be kept, there's a total of about 15 in the country. And of the 15, and 15 only for the whole country, of the 15, two are in Western Cape, three in Eastern Cape, three in KZN, one in Free State, one in Northern Cape, one in Northwest, two in Gauteng Province, two in Limpopo, and none in Mpumalanga. Essentially, what this means is that if you do not have capacity in Northwest, now an HOD in Northwest cannot make a determination that a state patient should be kept in a facility in another province. Now, because of these interprovincial differences and capacity problems, it would pose a difficulty, actually, for a province that, as you can see, it's only provinces. I think Eastern Cape and KZN that only have, that have three facilities. Mpumalanga does not even have a facility. So that poses, obviously, a difficulty. So I would urge members to consider that and look at available data. Secondly, Chair, I was looking at the availability of psychiatrists in the country. the South African Society of Psychiatrists and Psychologists reported in April 2012 that we have a total of about 700 psychiatrists that are registered, and we've tried to confirm that with the statutory body, the Health Professions Council. And the Health Professions Council states that they have about 742 registered psychiatrists. And as you know, honorable members, that you can have registered but not practice, and I would like to draw that distinction. So what I would like, and perhaps at an appropriate time, just to give a provincial breakdown of those numbers. Because even the 742, I think only half of those are probably available for public service services. And this is for assessment, for patients, and for recommendations, and also for serving in the review boards. So I guess the important thing is how we draw these resources in a manner that helps and provides support. All nine provinces have the review boards in place, but they do not function at the same level. They differ. So I thought I needed to just bring that to the attention so that in consideration of these amendments that you take into account those points. It's a background that I thought would be important. The next point, Chair, that has been raised is the role of social development. I'm going to ask Professor Neil to respond to that. In relation to these amendments, not in general, because in general I can again say that we actually have an interministerial committee that is chaired by the Minister of Social Development, where we meet on a regular basis to address specific issues, whether it be substance abuse and other related issues. But perhaps Dr. Mel.
Before Dr. Mel comes in, the Honourable Member from Northern Cape missed out an important part of the negotiating mandate here. The general comments, which I think they amount to recommendations here. That's why I said I was still listening to you. Okay.
Sorry, Honourable Chair, and from the department. I just said that, yes, we do support it. But then when I turn around, I see there was comments. The bill is not clear on the roles and responsibilities of the Department of Health and the Department of Social Development, which I don't really yet.
Mm-hmm.
And then the evaluation period of 6 months is too long as a province. We recommend that this process be expedited. And the lack of facilities to accommodate staged patients while they are waiting to be evaluated, as these patients pose a threat to society. So that was just a comment that I wanted to give to you. But as I say, we do support the bill. I'm very sorry. Thank you.
We must be aware that all these documents that we have been forwarded to the department.
Yes.
So don't think that maybe they did not see that.
Yes.
So.
Just very briefly, the Department of Health also does employ social workers. It's not just the Department of Social Development. And particularly in relation to forensic patients, they play an extremely important role in going out to evaluate the circumstances into which the person will be discharged before a conditional or an unconditional discharge is actually granted. So they do play an important role. They are employed by the Department of Health. We don't have enough of them. And I think that this does become a problem. But I think that we're also very aware that the numbers of social workers to do all the work that is required from social development and health and other departments is just not enough. And I think government has and is taking steps to try and redress that issue. But certainly where health does not have sufficient social workers, we do draw on social workers from the Department of Social Development to follow up into communities. So we do have relationships with them as well. Thank you.
Honourable Member, maybe what I could also add is that the Chief Justice has established a committee that is aimed at bringing about efficiencies in the justice system. and relevant government departments serve in that committee, and all of us are expected to present reports on how we deal with the backlogs and some of the problems about delay. And one particular issue is on this one, and state patients. So we're supposed to report to the Chief Justice on this particular matter. Honorable members, the Eastern Cape also raised the point about regulations. We actually have a draft. We thought it would be premature to publish the draft when this process was still underway. As soon as the legislative process is finalized, we will then publish the regulations that are referred to. So the draft is ready. Honorable members, for the comments largely that says concerns about our suggestion of having any person, I think that has been raised, and we've considered some of the recommendations about having a designated person as referred to by Gauteng and KZN, that perhaps we should have a designated person instead of having any person. We welcome that, and we think it's acceptable to us. The second point that was raised is if we could have a designated person in a prescribed manner. The clarity that we seek is whether it would be expected of us to have regulations, because we think it's quite intense if we have to write regulations for purposes of a designation, or is it, are the regulations specific to the actual delegation? Our point here was that we do agree. We don't think any person would be an option, as raised by almost all the members, and we accept the designation. And we were discussing with the legal team that if it's as prescribed, and if the expectation is that we prescribe that in regulations, it will be quite intense. But we were willing to discuss that.
Now, thanks, Honourable Chairperson. My clarity will be, I hear that DG is talking, but I don't understand you on the role of the traditional healer. You are saying there is a cancer, and I don't know when the cancer is, what, then you can. I think if there is no relationship defined here, when that cancer is well established, there will be no relationship of working together with the doctors in the mental hospital if it is not defined anywhere. If it is not defined anywhere. I was in the hospital last year for more than 2 months, in, out of the hospital. The doctors took 2 months not getting the right medicine for me. And today is this medicine, tomorrow is that, is rejected my body. Then we are then advised by the sisters, hey, go and consult. And they can't come to the hospital because the hospital has their own regulations. You can't do ABC. So if it is, I was not in the mental hospital. How much, I was in the hospital. So how much more if we are there, the one even get into that. So I think it has to be, the establishment is another process, but let there be a regulation in terms of the relationship that must be here. And then you can then work out the question of how do you recognize them and all those procedures. Thank you.
There is a traditional health bill. Yes, there is such a bill. Such a,
yes,
bill. I can't remember. In fact, this is what I was trying to say, and maybe honourable member, I think it would be restrictive to confine traditional healers to mental health. I think to just confine them to mental health. This is what I was trying to say, that we have a law already. Which I think we need to prescribe in that specific legislation their role and functions, because you see here we have these mental review boards, and if we say in the mental review boards they must also we establish the composition to include traditional leaders, then that can be the option. But I would be hesitant to just confine them to just the specific law when the functions are much broader than that.
Thanks, Chairperson. Just a bit of clarity. I think there's a bit of ambiguity in our recommendation. When we were saying delegate any power conferred upon him or her, a designated person in a prescribed manner, we're not talking about the delegation. We're saying that the designated person, it must be prescribed as to who this person would be, what would be their qualifications, etc. Thanks.
Thank you, Chair. And thanks for the honourable member that has just said. I had a question with regard to that. So she has responded very well. I just want to sort of raise a question on the on this amendment with regard to designated. If without an enabling provision that empowers whoever to designate a person in the act, it will be ultra vires for the regulation to come and prescribe the manner of designating someone. So there must be an enabling act first, which empowers somebody to designate person.
Thank you, honourable members, and thank you for the two pieces of legislation that you've worked on. And I just wanted to say the first one, if all goes well, will be proclaimed for 2nd September.
Is there anything in the pipeline?
Yes, there are two in the pipeline.
Okay.
One is the medicines amendment bill, and the other one is the international health regulations that are an international obligation that South Africa has to comply with.
And the third one, alcohol.
No, Chairperson, you'll pardon me if you have done it. We would like to wish a speedy recovery to the minister. Thank you. And also commend him by setting an example of getting to the public hospital.
Thank you.
Hey, I mean, it's